Wrangell and Petersburg buy cheap hydroelectric power from the Tai Lake plant on the mainland south of Wrangell. Power customers in the small village of Cake on a neighboring Kuprinoff Island have to pay as much as five times more for power from a local diesel plant. Cake Mayor Henrik Kadake says he needs support from the other two communities for an intertie connecting Cake to Petersburg's hydropower supply.
The economy is so bad in Cake, we have a rough time even just making it from day to day in Cake. We are paying 58 cents a kilowatt for our electricity right now, and we're paying $4.25 a gallon for heating fuel. Right there alone, by the end of the month, it's costing us right around $1,500 to $1,600 just to keep our homes lit and heated.
Kadake asked for letters of support from the other communities for a Cake Petersburg intertie. Legislation appropriating money to a Cake Petersburg line has been introduced in past sessions of the legislature, but has not won approval. In addition, Governor Palin vetoed $500,000 in design and permitting money for the project this year, but said she would consider the funding in future budgets. Wrangell City Manager Bob Prunella said the communities should be requesting money for the intertie.
Our governor is anticipating, I forget how much more money from oil since they said, and they're looking, they're asking for ideas on how to spend it. Well, damn it, let's give them some ideas how to spend it then. Let's get right on that train right now.
Depending on the route, the power line between Petersburg and Cake could stretch 50 to 60 miles over land and underwater. That could cost at least $20 to $30 million. The state this year contributed $46.2 million for another intertie segment, already partially completed, that will connect the Tai Lake Hydro Plant to Ketchikan's Swan Lake Plant. Considering potential power sales to Cake, Petersburg Mayor Al Dwyer said the Cake-Petersburg line was the next logical step after the Swan-Tai line was built.
You know, the time for it to happen is almost here, and I think your prediction is pretty correct. I think in about 3 years it might happen, because it benefits the people that are using Tai right now to have Cake on the line. I mean, it's a benefit to us, not just a Cake. So, I mean, looking at it for selfish reasons, it's good for both communities and Ketchikan as well.
Petersburg and Wrangell have the first shot at electricity generated from the Tai Lake plant, but with the other two interties built, both Ketchikan and Cake could purchase surplus power from that plant. Another intertie under discussion would connect Southeast to the Canadian power grid, and Wrangell has been pushing for that connection up the Bradfield Canal, along with a road connection. Wrangell Mayor Tom Sims said he supported a Cake Petersburg link, but he said he couldn't support taking money away from an Alaska-BC intertie project for the Petersburg to Cake segment.
I would support a standalone project for an intertie to Cake. And that's all. I mean, not a jeopardy to anything else. And I don't know why they both can't be built at the same time, quite frankly. But that's where I'm at with that. Let's build a line to Cake. Let's start putting it in tomorrow. But not at the jeopardy of what Wrangell's been working for quite some time.
A controversial proposal by private developers to build three new hydro plants in remote Thomas Bay north of Petersburg has been driving discussion of the Alaska-Canadian link. There's been strong opposition to the Thomas Bay hydro development in Petersburg, and Mayor Al Dwyer said Wrangell should not be supporting it.
We don't think that you should build a dam across Wrangell's Stikine River, and I would hope that Wrangell would not want to disturb Thomas Bay. That is Petersburg's backyard. We use it for tourism, fishing, for subsistence, and we consider it part of Petersburg, and we feel very strongly about that.
Another factor in the discussion is a possible change in the Fort Ampoule Power Agency. That's the organization that owns both the Swan and Tai hydro plants. It currently includes the city-owned utilities in Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan, along with two electrical cooperatives that operate hydro plants in South Central and Kodiak. The group is considering a split-up, with one or more of the co-ops breaking away from the Southeast municipalities. Wrangell Power and Light Superintendent Steve Hansen said the change could help bring about more Southeast Intertie projects.
If that is accomplished, it would allow us as communities of Southeast to better direct resources of that two dam pool towards projects like this. We don't have the concerns of northern co-ops tied to us. Their concerns is that we're going to spend money that's not going to benefit them.
Hansen said the cost of power could go down if Southeast communities go on their own, and the debt for the two Southeast projects would drop to $4.5 million instead of $50 million for the four projects. He also said the communities should be planning to build more power sources for a growing electrical demand.
Petersburg and Wrangell will eat up Tyee in a period of the next 10 to 15 years. I fully believe that. We're connecting load as we speak in Wrangell. We're probably going to double next year for the summer high peak season of our normal everyday load. We're probably going to push 6 megawatts next summer, which is double of what we do now. So we've got to look forward in the future, and we need to develop more hydropower to take care of ourselves, much less get somewhere else. So we need to start that immediately.
Members of Petersburg and Wrangell City Council also discussed the makeup of a new board that would oversee a smaller two-dam pool power agency. Eventually, the members of the four-dam pool agency will have to vote on the terms of reorganization. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.